Mount St. Joseph Academy began as an all-girls school in Rutland in 1882. It became co-ed in the late 1920s, and by the 1960s, more than 600 students attended the red brick Catholic high school. But 10 years ago, enrollment had plummeted to fewer than 70 students. School officials have been working hard to grow and diversify enrollment. And as VPR's Nina Keck reports, despite bumps along the way, their efforts seem to be paying off.
The din between classes at MSJ is quieter than it used to be, but the kids are more diverse, and you may even hear some foreign languages mixed in the hallway banter.
Biracial or minority or international students, I think it represents about 25% of the students.
That's school board member Paul Gallo. He says 83 students are enrolled at MSJ this year, a 30% jump from last year. And he says the school expects another 15 to 18% increase in enrollment for next year. Principal Sarah Fortier, an MSJ alum, says the school has always had international students, but they've made a concerted effort in recent years to welcome more.
We have students from China. We have students from South Korea, Honduras. But we also have, if you're talking diversity, we also have a lot of children of different faiths. We've had Jewish students before. Right now we have a Muslim student, Buddhists.
She says 13 students currently live with local host families, including 16-year-old Nicholas Moise, one of several students from Haiti.
I fit in very quickly, honestly, and I feel like MSJ is like a family. It's not just a group of students working and stuff. And I really like that.
Moise is black and lives with a host family in Chittenden. He says he hasn't experienced any racism since moving to Vermont last August. His experience is very different from that of five black teens from the Bronx who attended MSJ in 2012 to play basketball. They told a local filmmaker they'd experienced verbal and physical attacks. That team won MSJ its first state basketball title, but some parents felt the kids from New York City took playtime away from local kids, and social media sites were filled with racially tinged comments. Sarah Fortier says there was a different principal at MSJ in 2012, and since then the school has reassessed and restructured its admission program, and she's confident the atmosphere within the school has changed, but she admits some things outside their walls haven't.
I saw it very much because our basketball team obviously was very good this year. We almost won the state title. And there was definitely people talking about how none of the kids on the team that were playing were local. I actually saw a lot of it on social media, people that were upset when our team beat theirs. But there was one student on that team who was not local. And the reason, in my personal opinion, that a lot of people were saying that these kids aren't local is because they were students of color.
16-year-old Frank Tony was MSJ's only black player not from Vermont, having moved to Rutland from Long Island.
I came to MSJ really for the school, like the academics, and another reason was basketball.
The sophomore admits it was a big change, but it didn't take him long to make friends, and he plans to stay at MSJ till graduation.
Since it's like a small school, you see the same people in the hallway, so you really get to connect with people, like study hall, lunch, stuff like that. And we do a lot of like out of school extra activities, and especially like the basketball team really helped me make a lot of friends.
Asked if he's experienced any racist behavior in or out of school, Tony shakes his head no. Rutland resident Kelly Giancola says the youngest of her four children will start at MSJ next year. She considers the small size and growing diversity of the Catholic school a plus. She says one of her kids has already mentioned wanting to visit classmates in Haiti.
And seeing where their friends came from, you know, really wanting to know about their hometown and getting an understanding of how different it was to come to Rutland.
She says her son's baseball team at MSJ is very diverse, and the kids carpool. It's no big deal anymore, she says, laughing. It's normal. But then she pauses, adding, I guess that's the idea. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.